Welcome back to the deep dive. We know you want the core insights fast.
And today we're getting into something fundamental, a brand's visual identity.
Yeah, it's more than just logos and colors, isn't it? We're exploring why it's such a strategic piece of the puzzle.
Precisely. It's about how looking the part actually helps the brand perform. It's communication, really.
Okay, so first point, first impressions. In today's world, there's just so much visual noise.
Right. And often, that visual identity is the very first contact someone has with a brand. It's like the handshake before the conversation.
That silent language, yeah. You see it and you instantly make a judgment, consciously or not.
And that's why it's strategic, not just decorative.
Yeah.
Strong visual identity, it does a lot of heavy lifting.
Okay, so what's one of the main jobs it does? Recognition.
Absolutely. Think about instantly knowing a brand just from its logo shades or a specific shade of color.
Like Coca-Cola red or the Nike swoosh. You don't even need the name sometimes.
Exactly. That consistent use across everything, website, social media, packaging it, drills that identity into our memory.
Makes it easy to spot them anywhere.
It builds that recognition, that recall.
Yeah.
It's familiarity.
And it's not just that you see it, but what you feel when you see it, right? The personality.
Yes, definitely. The design choices, the style of the logo, the colors they pick, the fonts they use, all conveys a feeling.
So, like, is the brand sophisticated? Is it playful? Maybe really modern and innovative?
Uh-huh. Those visual elements are constantly sending signals about the brand's character, its values.
Which ties into trust, I imagine.
It really does. A professional, polished visual identity suggests that the brand is serious, reliable, pays attention to detail.
And the opposite is true, too, I guess. A sloppy look.
Yeah, a poor or inconsistent visual presentation can make a brand seem, well, less credible. Untrustworthy, even. It can definitely hurt perception.
So that consistency we talked about for recognition, it's also key for the overall experience.
Totally. It creates a cohesive journey for the customer. Every touch point, from an ad to the website to the actual product, should feel connected.
Like it all comes from the same place, reinforcing the core message.
Right. It strengthens the brand identity and makes the whole experience feel more solid and intentional.
And this can also help attract the right kind of customer.
Oh, for sure. If you design your visuals thoughtfully, you can appeal directly to your target demographic.
How so?
Well, say you want to attract people who value sustainability. You might use earthy colors, natural textures, maybe imagery of nature. It visually aligns with their values.
Ah, okay. So the visuals kind of pre-qualify the audience in a way. They resonate.
Exactly. It helps make that connection on an almost emotional level.
So thinking about all this, visual identity isn't really a set it and forget it's task, is it?
Not at all. It's an investment. And like any investment, it needs attention. As a business evolves, its identity might need slight tweaks.
But you have to be careful not to lose the core, right? The recognition factor.
That's the balance. Evolve where necessary, maybe to stay relevant or reflect growth, but maintain that core consistency that people recognize and trust. Keep that brand equity intact.
We saw that company, the Eidos Edge, they actually specialize in this kind of strategic visual work.
Yeah, and that really highlights that this is a deliberate process. It starts with truly understanding the brand's essence before you even think about design.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. What's the main thing listeners should take away?
I think the key is that visual identity is powerful.
Mm.
It's strategic. It goes way beyond just looking good.
It builds recognition.
Communicates personality.
Establishes trust.
Creates that cohesive experience.
And helps pull in the right audience.
Exactly. It's a multifaceted tool working constantly for the brand.
So a final thought for everyone listening. Maybe take a second to think about your own visual environment, your personal brand online, or your company's look. What silent messages are those visuals sending out right now?
Yeah, what impact are they having?
Yeah.
Definitely something worth considering.
Great stuff. Thanks for breaking that down.